Spring deals at Ross will have you saying, it's a yes for me.
Say yes to trending looks.
Like tube tops, dad shorts, and mini skirts for less than online.
Vintage tees and beach shorts for a weekend getaway.
Save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Items and style vary by store.
It's a yes for you and your bank account.
Find your certified yes for me moment for less at Ross.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Hey guys,
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies
and we tangent.
What's up, everyone?
Hello. How are we doing?
Okay.
Are we doing good?
No. we're doing.
What's going on? Talk to me. I'm self-conscious about my socks
because
I'm really dirty on the bottom.
Oh.
I just wore them around my house, but that bitch does not get swept like it should.
Oh, no, no, no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, mine neither.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ollie got a haircut today.
Okay.
My sister came over to cut his hair and he was sitting in Randy.
I was thinking Sam. I was like, she's not qualified for
that. No, Randy.
Yes.
Which I've been cutting Ollie's hair and I'm definitely not qualified for that. She got here and she's like, okay, I need scissors. I'm like, I got scissors. I did get them at the grocery store. I'm not sure if that'll work. She's like, it's going to be fine.
These are kitchen scissors.
It wasn't. They were hair cutting scissors, but they were next to the tampons. So I'm not sure that maybe I needed to go to like an actual cosmetology. I almost said cosmopology. That's not what it is.
Cosmopolitan.
My mind is elsewhere. But she was like, do you have a comb? And I was like, comb? I don't know if I have a comb. She goes, you've been cutting his hair without a comb? How have you been doing that? I'm like, I just kind of like go at it with the scissors for as long as it'll let me. And honestly, I did you dirty. And you're going to have to do some correcting before you actually do any kind of legitimate hair cutting. But the reason I bring that up is because we were talking about dirty floors.
Oh, yeah.
And the floor was covered in hair. True. And his hair is basically the same color as the floor.
It's so, yeah.
It's like dirty blondish brownish.
Yep.
And Forrest does this thing where I give him a mat. They have these mats for toddlers as plates that are supposed to like be silicone-y and sticky to the table so they can't pick them up.
I've seen so many videos of kids being like,
that's exactly what Forrest does. Yep. And he always throws his plate on the floor. He takes all of his food off, puts it on the table, and throws the plate on the floor.
Toddlers, he's like, fuck your plate.
Honestly, Shane and I just had like a powwow.
Like, before you got here.
Yes. And
I
felt so guilty about it because I'm like, I advocate for gentle, respectful parenting, and it feels very disrespectful to have a fuck them kids moment.
I was gonna say, but like, is it not gentle to like talk shit behind the back? I don't know.
If you ever listen to this someday, Ollie and Forrest,
you guys are kind of dicks. You guys are wonderful, but all toddlers are fucking assholes.
I know. I love you, but can you stop?
Remember I told you that age, like, my patience.
It's hard. It's
so
hard.
Thin all the time with that age.
And I told Shane, now that I know that I'm a neurodivergent, I know that unpredictability, disrupted routines, anything sensory overload, whether it's physical touch or food.
Which
or,
is just all toddlers do.
Yes. And so it's like triggering all day long. So I was giving myself a lot of grief. This is not what the episode's about. I was giving myself a lot of grief because I would get overwhelmed really quickly and have no patience.
Yeah.
And then I remember all of the things that trigger my anxiety and my ADHD
are what they're doing right
is
now.
Just their developmental stage right now.
Seriously.
So it's like I'm in a constant battle with wanting to supplement their growth and development. But also, I don't want to...
Being like, why are you sticky? Are those peaches? You had peaches 5 days ago.
Oh, Forrest came up to me and I'm like, that is an apple I definitely didn't cut today. Not sure why you have that.
Where did you buy that?
Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, the plate that he threw on the ground, I will just put back up on the table.
Dude, at
give
this
it a
point,
quick little.
They're so fine.
That's how I'm like really testing his immune system. Yeah, but today because Ollie got his haircut, I put the plate back up there, and I'm like, that is hair all over that silicone plate because it's silicone. The hair really stuck to it, so I'm like, that should probably go in the sink.
Oh,
I definitely shouldn't see the hair and then put your food on it. If I accidentally did it, that's one thing.
That's just an accident. Oopsie.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of things that are, you know, neurodivergent and whatnot,
uh-huh.
Guess who got diagnosed with ADHD?
You did?
I did.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I've been waiting since I went
How
back.
How validated do you feel? You knew.
I did know. I did know.
We all knew. The world knew.
The world diagnosed me before I could diagnose myself.
Yeah.
But, oh, it's so nice. I had to talk to her about it because... Mm-hmm. I'm like, we're going to talk about motherhood and things of that nature. That's why I'm back here.
Yeah.
It's funny because at first she was trying to talk to me about things when I first went. She's like, so is this still? I'm like, we're so past that.
Yes.
I've figured all of that out.
Mm-hmm.
That was like 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We are moving on.
That happens even weekly with me because Barbara and I went bi-weekly instead of every single week.
Yeah.
And so she's like, so where are we at with this issue? And I was like, oh, Barbara, I wish that was still my problem.
We are so far past that.
Yeah.
Yes. So I had to tell her, I was like, here's the thing. I think this is what is going on. And I need to know for sure.
Yes.
Because it's affecting my life, job, mm-hmm. parenting, everything.
Yep.
And I just need to know. And she was like, okay, so we did the little thing.
Yep.
And she was like, yes, 100%. She's like, Sierra, I kind of already knew from conversations we've had before.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm all over the place, I know. Mm-hmm. She's like, you can't finish the sentence. And I'm like, I don't know where you're going with that. One time, she reminded me of this. I started 4 different sentences, never finished one. And she was just like,
mm-hmm.
So she didn't want to diagnose me until I kind of like came with it.
Yeah.
But then we did, and it was wonderful. Yeah. Now I feel like I can go get on medicine and feel okay with it if I choose to. I think we had a lot of people when we talked about medication tell us about like how you can get medication for ADHD that also helps with anxiety.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful because right now being on little sleep and everything that's going on in our career wise mm-hmm. and then everything that's just going on with the world, with the holidays, with a new baby, with people's schedules, and I feel like
you had anxiety and depression before you had all of this added stress.
So now
so it's like it didn't go away.
No, this is a lot. It's
that still
like
lives in
packing
you.
On.
Yeah.
And like when you're in the newborn phase,
mm-hmm.
there's like a haze around it where I'm like, why is the world still going on? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? It's crazy. I'm like, wait, we're almost at Thanksgiving. We were supposed to stop at Halloween.
Because I needed that's when a pause. Time out.
That's when my world paused. And I've just been living in survival mode.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, we got to figure this out, girl, because I'm not doing well.
And I think, too, when you struggle with maintaining a normal sleeping schedule or balancing your
and no
making
routine.
A schedule, creating and sticking to a routine. When you are trying to do these things that you feel like you should be able to do, it helps to have someone say, actually, you have some hurdles in your brain that are preventing you from being able to function like a neurotypical person would in the same situation.
She makes me feel a little bit better that I get kind of mad when people ask me to go do a bunch of things like family members or whatever. They're like, oh, we have this that we want to do. Do you want to come with us? And then I almost get angry at them for asking me. I'm like, no, I can't do you not see what's going on in my life right now? But she's like, that's okay. You're trying to develop a new routine. And like, it's okay that you're getting anxious and angry that keeps getting interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
But other people's lives aren't stopping the way that yours is. So like, they don't know that you can't just go do the thing. And it's holidays. So that's what people want to do. Let's
do holiday things.
Do, you know, which I'm not going shopping, obviously. Amazon, hello.
Well, I went to the store today just to get out of my house.
Yeah.
I had to get out of my four walls. Yeah. And that was the dumbest thing I could have ever done. Because
like, wow, I thought I had anxiety at home.
Well, I went to Marshall's and they have so much stuff there for like prepping for Black Friday and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so like the normal aisles that I used to walk in are now condensed. Mm-hmm. And for some reason it was hopping at 4 p.m. on a Thursday.
You're like, why?
Yeah, what are you people doing here? And they're like, we also needed to get out of our house. Yeah. So
this is for all the people that are stuck at home all the time.
Yeah.
I can't even think about going to a store right now. I'm online shopping this Christmas.
For sure. I also wanted to mention that I think one of my biggest triggers is not being able to start and complete a task.
Mm.
And with a newborn, you can't do that.
No, literally, I was trying to get ready to come here. That's why everybody gave me compliments for wearing jeans last week. Thank you so much. They were maternity jeans, so like, don't give me too much credit. But I couldn't even pick out an outfit. This is what I've been wearing all day because halfway, I was getting ready, and four times within that, I was going to feed her or trying to soothe her or whatever. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to get this thing done.
Yeah.
That's why I start getting ready like 2 hours before I have to leave now, because I know I'm going to get interrupted six times. And then it stresses me out because I don't want to be late. So now I'm doing the thing where I'm like hella early because I'm like, I have to be early. I have to start getting ready. If I say I'm going to be somewhere at 8 o'clock, I got to start getting ready at like 5:45.
Yeah.
Because the best thing that could happen is I'm just ready early.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's been stressful, but good. But good. I actually don't mind it as much as I thought I would. So.
Yeah.
Now wait till she gets a little bit older and we do get into a routine. And then she goes through like that first phase where she's like, nah, fuck this routine.
Yeah.
Ugh. I remember that.
I truly, like my kids, once they started going to bed at a certain time and it was normally between like 6:30 and 7, that was it.
Yeah,
like they may, like I think both of them would sleep from 6:30, 7 o'clock until like 2 in the morning, and then again until 8 o'clock. So like once they got on that routine, I was like a new fucking person.
Well, that's, I told Corey, because we've just been having her on our schedule, which is not good because we go to bed at like 11 or 12, so we have her downstairs with us just holding her or whatever in her little area swing thing. We don't have a swing, but like a chair, until like 11 or 12, and then we put her to bed for the first stretch, and she is so screamy fussy from that time. And I'm like, it's because she needs to go to bed. Like, we need to be putting her to bed at like 7 or 8.
Well, to be fair, she's still super young she's not gonna know the difference between day and night until like 8 weeks minimum.
She doesn't.
Well, that's, they can't regulate and they don't know day and night, and like that
but
was one of the, I'm like, can
needs,
I like
yeah,
speed that up a little.
Yeah.
Now they do say like starting a routine even that young can help them get into it when they can differentiate. But
because I'm just like, I know that she's so tired, like overly tired, and that she gets like the witching hour.
Yeah,
she gets really, really fussy from like 6 to 10. It's friggin' terrible.
Yeah.
She's crying constantly. She wants to eat all the time. And I'm
do
like,
you ever
not
like
for you
put her down and a place to sleep and then like leave her there?
No. I have not yet.
Okay.
So eventually.
Okay.
I might do that. Yeah. I have not yet. If she's sleeping, I'm 2 feet away from her max.
Got it.
So I need to work on that.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's
it hard. Is hard. It's really hard. I never sleep with her on me. That used to be a thing I did with Noah that I didn't realize wasn't safe. Yeah. No, I know. It's all about like, do I follow every super strict sleep whatever
rule
and then be super tired and not be able to function correctly and take care of her? Or do I have that one day where I sleep with her beside me on the couch in her thing?
I think that that's like Western civilization that's just kind of like led people to believe that co-sleeping isn't.
Oh, there's so many people in different countries.
Mosby.
Didn't even notice.
So sorry if you could see Mosby just like going at his butthole for that amount of time. Anyway,
someone should
watch
be
him
able to go
go at their own butthole.
Speaking of buttholes,
okay,
Here's a couple more postpartum things that I'd like to talk about.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of cystic body acne out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And I just had a huge one on the top of my butt crack. I couldn't even sit down. It was so painful. And then I couldn't see it. So I took a picture.
Yep.
And I looked and it had the biggest white head.
Were you like, Corey, you got to come get this?
I didn't want him to see because my butt crack's super hairy.
You have a hairy butt crack?
Right now I do. I don't
know. What do you mean like, right now?
Normally,
do you shave
no.
your butt crack?
Yes. You don't shave your butt crack?
No.
You need to feel your butt crack. I guarantee it's hairy. Light hair.
Yeah.
So you probably can't see it. Mine is dark.
Do you pull that thing like a tail sometimes? Ride a cowboy.
It's just in the crack.
I don't know if that's better.
You've never, listen, when you go to get waxed, this is how I know that
I've
everybody.
I've never been waxed. You should see my armpits right now.
This is how I know that everybody has hair in their butt crack, because I used to wax people. And they'll do, when you do a Brazilian, okay. They do the whole front, then they do a strip for the back.
I thought,
in
like,
between your cheekers.
I thought that, like, everyone had hair on their body, like, just, like, a thin layer of hair.
Yeah, but, like, some people have thicker hair in other okay. places. Okay. Oh, why am I telling the world about my hairy butt crack? Here's a funnier thing.
Funny?
More funny.
Okay. Here's a funnier funny.
I got a message from somebody.
Okay.
From my child's school. So I screenshot it to send it to his dad and his stepmom.
Uh-huh.
We're in a group chat together. And I almost sent them the picture of my book. It was right beside it. And I almost pressed it. I was like, no.
Well, that was like the time I sent a picture of my nipple on accident.
Like, yeah, what is that?
Yeah. If you guys don't know what chiggers are, they are these tiny little bugs. If you have like off deep woods bug spray, you'll see chiggers listed.
Mm-hmm.
As one of the bugs, and they you can't see them, and they're only out in certain temperature, and they're like normally in just like tall grass and deep woods. And I got bit by them, me and Rachel from For Better and Worse podcast. She got them as well, and we were talking about how bad our experiences were, and I had it all over my arm, and I went to take a picture to show her how bad it was. And she was like, oh my God, that's sick. Is that your nipple?
Because you like just got out of the bath,
yeah,
right?
Because I just got out of the bath. And I like, I really apparently didn't fucking look at the photo at all. I was just like oblivious that I was.
Confidently sending it?
Yep. Forgot that I was butt ass naked when I took it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did not let Corey pop that one, but it did pop on its own. I know because I just took a picture of it today, and it's not white.
It popped on its own.
It must have.
And you didn't feel it?
No.
Is that what happens if you don't pop something? It pops on its own.
Yeah.
Or does it just like
a slow leak?
Ew.
That's what I'm assuming.
I thought it just like would go back into your skin. Like I'll see myself out.
Well, if you put things like benzoyl peroxide and stuff on it, sometimes it can like loosen that. Stuff up.
Oh.
But like they tell you.
I love that you censored yourself on the word shit.
Like the last podcast I had, I said fuck so many times. I was listening. I was like, I should count this. Mostly because I can't wait for my daughter to hear her birth story. And I'm like, fucking it.
Yeah.
But.
I almost pooped you out.
It's fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. But they tell you if you can't get rid of a cyst like on your face, if it's like won't come to a head, to put a warm compress on it and it'll like draw it out.
So don't find a sewing needle and just go at your face.
No, but that's what we do.
That is what I do. I think I've said it before, but Shane put a pimple popping kit in my stocking stuffer one year.
Oh,
and I was like, guess who might think about doing stuff to your penis? Me.
I'm thinking about it.
I'm not committing, but I am thinking.
The thought is there.
Yeah.
And so now I got some on my shoulders, some on my arms. Mm. Like, what the fuck?
Part of me is like jealous because I love, oh my gosh.
I made Corey get the one on my shoulder. I was like, get over here and
love
get this bad
picking.
Boy. Ooh, it was, they're like, they're not like poppable. They're like cysts though. Mm. They're just hard.
Well, those I don't like because they feel like. I'm so unsatisfied.
Because you'll pop the little white head at the top, mm-hmm. and then there's just like a mountain underneath.
Yes, and
like,
I want it. Dr. Pimple Popper really misleads me. Although I think I've talked about before, too, that I can't watch those videos.
No, why?
I don't like it. They make me sick.
Oh, well, the ones that are like cottage cheesy, mm-hmm. I do like black.
Someone
head.
Is already fast forwarded.
Like, watch this.
They're like, this is fucking gross.
I lost them at Harry Potter. Yeah. Being honest. But yeah, I can watch like the blackhead extractions, but like mm-hmm. anything too pussy. How do you spell pussy?
Do you spell pussy?
I said pussy one time to Corey, and he goes, "How do you spell that?" And I was like, "I'll see myself out."
So
today we're talking about common misconceptions.
We are talking about common misconceptions.
And I had to say the ADHD thing off the bat because I know that I'm going to be real all over the place. I did my best, but
I feel like that's pretty
standard.
Neurotypical of us.
Okay.
No, neurodivergent of us. But I wanted to say typical, but I tried to make a punny and I fucked it up is what I did. So good for me.
Hey, speaking of nothing, except I just got a message when I went to go look at this.
Okay.
Did you get a message from Dylan today? Dylan fucking pudding Dylan?
I did.
About seventh grade?
I did.
Do you remember?
No. I remember.
He just said something must have happened in seventh grade.
Yes.
He said, I was thinking 9/11, but that was in fifth grade for sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Sorry. I'm looking at all the
things. I think.
So he messaged us and was like, hey, me and this other kid I graduated with cannot figure out who, like, a seventh grade teacher. We've come up with, like, all of them for eighth and sixth. Who was our seventh grade teachers?
I think my homeroom teacher was, maybe I shouldn't say your name.
I know. Well, I was going to say some, but I didn't know if I should. But I said,
that's the only one I remember.
That's the only one I could remember.
And, but I couldn't remember his name. I just said Bob with a goatee. And he taught social studies.
Yes. So he was like, yes, that's it. But we can't figure out
no
anymore.
One else. And there's a boy that I had a big crush on in that class. And on crazy outfit day, mm-hmm. I went fucking ham because I...
You do that a lot.
I commit on dress up days.
I don't.
And all the other girls with the pumped up kicks showed up with like just long socks and like a tie over a tank top with suspenders on their Sophie shorts.
Yeah.
And just like pigtails. So they like went the cute route and I fucking straightened half of my hair and spiral curled the other half. And then I did two different kinds of makeup on my face. I wore like shorts on one side, yeah. Like basketball shorts on one side, but then like long pants on the other.
That's the kind that like you could take off.
and he looked at me and he was like, wow, you look really crazy. And I was like, that's the day. Today is just like crazy day. So I did that. I understood the assignment.
I don't know why you sound like you're mad about it.
Do you not think I'm hot?
You really did do that a lot. You committed so hard to so many things.
I went for the weird best friend route, hoping they'd fall in love with me. And they never did.
Except for Shane.
Well, I stopped being weird then and just embraced. I just went real hardcore tomboy.
Yeah.
I was like, that always works.
Yeah.
I just got to like take my hair out of a ponytail and they're like, whoa.
Oh my God.
Fucking hot all of a sudden.
Isn't that fun? That's what, when I went to leave here today, Corey was like, oh my God, you look really pretty. And I was like, I have makeup on for the first time. Yes.
That's it.
That's the only thing I've changed.
The difference in my face, one with makeup, but with mascara is insane because I have blonde eyelashes. So putting
sometimes
on mascara,
it's jarring.
I'm a different person. And then I was blow drying my hair. I was trying to give myself a blowout and I'm so bad at holding the fucking comb and
the
blow dryer
at
the same time.
I fucking hate when they style your hair and they're like, so this is how you style it. And I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna be able to fucking do that when I get home.
How many hands do you have? And also so you can like look at my head down, my arm's gotta do some funky shit to do this. Anyway, I pointed the blow dryer directly in my face, melted my mascara to my eye. I couldn't open it. I was like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I forgot that I was holding the brush, so I just My brain was in this loop of, I don't know how to help me here. So I just stayed fucking blasting my eye with hot air. So
I did that one time when I dropped my straightener was falling onto the ground. Oh no, it's going to hit me in the foot. Which I could have just moved my foot. Instead, I caught it with my hand. I was like, that's
not my foot.
And then I was like, and then I screamed, but couldn't figure out, like, let him go. I was just like, ah! Anyways, that was really painful.
Well, common misconception. Oh. We know how to
intro.
We know how to use beauty tools.
Segue.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing, mm-hmm. because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me. But there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments.
Mm.
you need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last, especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. You know me, I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, mm-hmm. falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents.
Mm-hmm. So the first misconception I have, I'm taking it back to our very first episode. And the misconception is that witches were burned at the stake during the Salem witch trial.
Now, we did find out that they did burn witches at the stake
during
in
the
Europe.
European witch trials.
Yes.
So that's where the difference is. There were 19 witches who were executed by hanging, and then one was pressed to death. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. However, at the European witch trials, they did burn them at the stake. That was the common practice.
Right.
So around 50,000 people were executed
The
15th and the 18th century for being witch.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Maybe you told me that before, but
I
don't remember. That number. That is quite shocking to me.
Right.
All because people were like, I think you do spells. You be staring at the moon a little too long.
Yeah, like I saw her dance.
Dancing's forbidden. To the gallows.
Yeah.
All my gals to the gallows. Hey. All my gals to the gallows.
Hey.
I don't know why. Someone please do something with that. I just see all in my head.
It feels disrespectful, but
oh fuck.
They're fine.
It feels like a drunk history thing again, where they're just like, I'm gonna go out. That's how I'm going out.
We should do a drunk history.
I know it's been requested,
which we pretty much do every episode. I'm back, bitches.
Every episode's gonna be drunk something.
This is getting to me already.
It's so weird that like to them we drink all the time.
All they know
is us.
We have like two alcoholic drinks a week.
Yeah. Yeah, this is it.
Max.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you have an IV, the needle is in your arm the whole time. That's a misconception.
What?
Which I always thought. When you get an IV, the needle is in your arm.
It is in your arm.
It is not.
What?
So the needle is only used to insert a small IV catheter. It's a tube. Into the arm, and then the needle is removed, leaving the tube inside. So that's what you feel. The needle is not in you anymore. I always thought it was.
Also, sorry for whoever we just triggered with needle talk.
Oh, yeah. Oh, apologies.
To myself.
Because that shit makes... I didn't tell you this on the birth stories. Shane. Because I was so like, la, 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 mm-hmm. right? Oh, yeah. IVs really fucking freaked me out. Why am I okay with that?
I don't know.
I did pass out when they gave me my epidural.
You did?
I was like, well, I was like, uh-oh, guys, not feeling so good. As she was doing it, she goes, hold on a little bit longer. That's a scary thing to hear when you're starting to go. And she's like, I'm still in your spine.
Oh, no.
And she's like, just hold still a little bit longer. And I was like, I'm losing it.
This doesn't feel like something I can control.
It wasn't. But she's like, got it. She worked so fast. The shout out
the
to
amount of movement that you're doing while she's in your spine to me is terrifying.
It was terrible.
It's just, you were acting like she was a hibachi chef on your back. Don't move. Almost there. And
good. Oh, got an egg in my head. Saki.
To the nurses. And you're like, I almost died.
Can you hear this up?
I can smell the noodles.
Okay, I'm done. But so as soon as she was done, they like laid me on my side because I couldn't lay on my back.
Tossed a piece of broccoli
at you. Ow. They laid me on my side and then I started to go. My eyes were like, whoo. Uh-huh. And this nurse comes over and she just cracks a fucking stick and it's like, whoosh, in my. It was smelling salt. Dude, have you ever had smelling salt?
It was salt for the noodles.
She was like, here.
Yo, yummy joy.
Anyways, I don't know if you've ever encountered smelling salts. I just thought they were like, whatever. No, dude. They're like,
are they intense?
You smell them and I was like, whoa! I was fucking awake. I'm like, I'm gonna give myself an epidural now. I said, who's next? Come here.
I already know the hand motions.
Just spin in the spatula. So I was like, do people abuse these? I feel like you could. Honestly, it gave me a rush.
Be addicted to smelling salts? Yes, maybe.
Honestly. Because I was like, where can I buy these? And the nurse was like, I don't think you can buy them. I meant I need them for when I pass out. But really, I was like, when I'm really tired.
Oh, that's scary to think about.
I know.
But also, I drive in the dark late sometimes.
It could save your life.
It could.
Wow. It's important.
This is a PSA.
Drugs save your life.
No.
I'm kidding. Oh my God, I'm kidding. 13-year-olds that watch us, please.
Yeah, no, that was a total joke.
That was a joke.
For legal reasons, that was a fucking joke.
Yeah, don't come for me. The next one. The misconception is you must wait 30 minutes after eating to swim. There's no need. There's no increased risk of getting muscle cramps if you swim shortly after. The theory is that, like, your blood rushes to your organs when you eat, so there's not enough in your muscles, so you'll cramp.
I don't know what they think I'm doing in the pool, but I'm usually just standing there. So, I'm standing in the pool and have a cramp so intense that I just collapse under the water.
In your 4-foot pool?
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
Well, I've never followed that rule.
Yeah. Oh, I love this one.
Okay.
Shout out to my butt crack. Shaving makes hair grow back thicker. That is not true.
What about plucking?
No.
Okay.
So
why do I have one hair on my chin that just comes in real coarse?
Well, I mean, that's just probably because of growing older, estrogen and things of the sort.
Does estrogen make your hair
thicker,
coarse?
And coarser, I believe so.
It's or not testosterone?
Yeah.
Testosterone?
it's the Rooney's. It's testosterone.
The San Francisco treat.
What's happening? Oh, God.
Testosterone.
Testosterone. I think that's what it is.
Coarser, so, like,
what
do you have thicker?
Sure. What do I have in my body? Because my shit is thick and coarse.
Honestly, I've got one chin hair.
So shaving, plucking, waxing, all of that does not change the thick. Well,
plucking? Plucking the negativity?
Yes. Actually, waxing can't. Waxing? Waxing can change the thickness for a little bit because it's like literally ripping it out by the root. So perhaps plucking is too, but it'll never make it thicker, like come in thicker. Mm-hmm. If anything, it'll thin it out.
Well, I've always heard
that
if you
people that overpluck their eyebrows in the 90s had a problem growing them back because ripping it out by the root can cause it to
Do you know that I've never had my eyebrows waxed?
Well, I don't think you need to. No, you have really good eyebrow shape.
I use one of those like little razor things.
That's what I have now for my mustache. You guys, I'm hairy, and let's move on. Okay, so stop bullying me about it.
Me.
And let's just move on with our lives because it happens to the best of us.
I do the underneath sometimes.
Yeah,
and then
I didn't
I'll
realize
do the
how
middle.
Much I needed my tops done sometimes. Mine are terrible right now. Don't look. So look directly. Into
mine are
the camera.
So light that I have to let them grow in real thick because you can't see them otherwise.
Yeah. No, mine are. If I miss a day, I'm like, ugh, there's 14 new strays.
You have to.
I pluck every day.
Every day?
In the middle. Oh, yeah. And there's still some here that I missed today.
Oh, my gosh.
If you look close enough when I don't have makeup on, you can see them. They're like a little tiny.
That's a lot of work.
I am so done with fucking hair. I'm telling you. I am getting my treat to myself.
One Are you going to do?
If I win the lottery.
Laser hair removal?
Yes. That's my first, my big treat to myself someday is that I'm getting laser hair removal on my face, on my legs. Underarms.
Butt crack.
Oh, my ass crack.
The first to go.
I could be like, hold on, check this out. You ever seen anything like this before?
But they also say that If you have a white hair, don't pluck it because 7 more will grow in its place.
That's not true either.
I wouldn't think so. That just seems silly.
How does that happen?
I think any person who is balding then could just be like, oh, I know how to trick this.
We'll get more hairs. Yeah, yeah, no. I really like that they added this one in there because it's really important, mm-hmm. these next two. So this says, having OCD, which is obsessive compulsive disorder, means that someone is extremely tidy and organized. Mm. And that's what OCD is. That is not the case at all. You can have an obsessive compulsion with cleaning.
Yeah.
That's some people's. Yeah, yeah. But a lot of times, OCD is, it really just causes uncontrollable thoughts and behaviors that the person feels like they must repeat over and over again. And in fact, a lot of times it can make it more difficult to be neat and organized.
Right.
So that drives me crazy. And I don't even have OCD when I hear people be like, oh, that's just my OCD or I'm OCD.
Yeah. Because, having to make sure everything is in its position or color coded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people who actually have a compulsive disorder like that are literally like, if I don't touch this 7 times, the world is going to end kind of thoughts. And it's terrible.
Yeah. I don't have. Have you ever had an intrusive thought like that? Like, I can't do something because something bad's going to happen?
Yeah, I told you that I was having.
I think that's anxiety, right?
Well, that's mine is anxiety because that's what I'm having right now, where it's like, if I leave anybody with my baby, even my mother-in-law, who is a labor and delivery nurse, who literally knows CPR on little tiny infants, that she will like pass away. Yeah. I don't know why that's like a thought that I have, but I have to like literally beat myself up before I leave. Like, relax. Mm-hmm. She's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Inside my head.
Say
like,
it till you believe it. Say it till you believe it. If you heard on the last episode, Sierra said, that she was with her dad, so she's fine. And I said, do you believe that? The reason I asked for that is because Barbara asks me that all the time. I'll say something.
Yeah.
And she said, do you believe yourself when you say that? And sometimes I'm like, no.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I want to. I want to.
I think that if I speak it enough, I will believe it.
Right. I had another thing I was going to add. Oh. I had this intrusive thought for a long time. My grandpa made me this cabinet upstairs, and he custom made it to fit in this one spot in Shane and I's first house.
Oh.
And then we brought it here, and there actually happened to be another spot that it fit. It was perfectly sized. Now, my grandpa, when he made things, he made them the same terrible orange color. And he used these white, like, horrifically ugly knobs.
Sure.
And he hated painted wood. Like, he was a self-taught carpenter, and like, you could not paint wood. It was it was offensive to him.
Yeah.
So I was, all of our cabinets are black.
Yeah.
And then there was this terribly orange piece of cabinet that he made me. And I was like, Shane, I think I want to paint it black. I think I want to paint it black. And he's like, then why don't we paint it? I go, because if I paint it black, my grandpa will die. And he was like, that's not a thing. And I remember even talking to Barbara about it and saying, I'm afraid to paint my cabinet black because I think it will kill my grandpa.
Yes.
And she's like, do you hear yourself? And I was like, I do. And then I painted it and my grandpa's dead. So I don't know if that helps.
Do it that way, you will.
I don't know if that helps your intrusive thoughts or not, but it surely didn't help mine. So
I'm sorry. I knew the ending.
I know.
I was like, oh no, don't say you painted it.
I painted it because I was like, you know what? These intrusive thoughts are not going to stop me from living my life. And it's like, you know whose life we're going to stop it from living?
Your grandpa. Say goodbye to Pappy. So, oh no.
Anyway.
He would laugh at that.
If he heard me.
I know.
Yeah, he'd laugh.
Yeah.
He's got a good sense of humor.
He'd be really pissed about the cabinet.
furious about the cabinet, but the joke is good. So
it's all about it.
Evens out.
Okay, the next one's important too. So it says, the misconception is that schizophrenia means having multiple personalities.
Mm.
That is not the case. That is multiple personality disorder, or isn't there a dissociative identity disorder?
Yes,
I think
it's renamed.
Okay.
I'm not sure if there, because I don't know if there's a spectrum.
Yeah, I apologize. I am not 100% on that
Yeah, and I know that we have some people who are in the DID community who listen to us and have reached out. so please, if you want to take any amount of time and you have the energy and want to educate people in the comments, please do that. I don't know if it's like a spectrum or if it was just once named this and now is named this.
Right.
Because I know like with Asperger's, it was separate from autism, but it was on the autism spectrum. And now there is no Asperger's anymore. They don't diagnose people like, with that. It's just autism.
Yeah.
Autism spectrum disorder. Yeah.
Yeah. So schizophrenia is not multiple personality. So it actually involves disordered thoughts, psychosis, delusion, hallucinations, things like that. So they are completely different. And that's important.
Fun fact. When I first started going to therapy and I was talking to her about my intrusive thoughts, mm-hmm. I referred to them as voices. And
yeah, you gotta be careful.
Well, I know.
Because I did the same thing. I was like, I hear voices and they tell me this. And she's like, sorry.
Yeah, I know.
And I was like, but it's my voice.
But if you... I think there's one episode where we were talking about how our Hulu commercials are different. And I'm like, mine is schizophrenia medication. Yes. And I think it's because when I talk about it, I say the voices say X, Y, Z. But the reason that I said it in that way, and I now know that that's not the proper way to explain it, or it needs it needs more context. Is because I knew enough to know that it wasn't my voice,
right?
That the things, it was like an inner dialogue,
but it was thoughts,
seeds planted there from other people.
Yes, so I know exactly what you mean.
It was like clouding my.
So it's like technically in your voice because it's your inner dialogue.
Yes,
but the words aren't coming from you; they're coming from a place of what you've been told,
right,
or heard over the years. Mm-hmm. Aha! Yeah. That makes sense.
There was some, I thought, kids movie that
Soul.
Yes.
Because we talk about that all the time.
Yes, that's exactly what it is like. Yes. Is 22, if you guys went back and watched Soul.
Such a good fucking kids movie.
You see 22 with all of these voices talking and like berating screaming. Her.
Yeah,
that's what it's like. But it's not the same. And I think that that's important to understand when you're trying to communicate like your own thoughts and feelings, because you don't want to be misdiagnosed.
Yes.
And you don't want to also accidentally further stigmatize something. Yes. Whatever.
For sure.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8, start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Springtime vibes are in the air. You know what I don't want in the air? The smell of a litter box.
That's so true. I could use less of my cat's poopy in my house
and more of the scent of beautiful flowers.
That's the truth.
And what helps you do that?
Pretty Litter.
Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust, and 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month.
And when we say that there's no odor, I'm not kidding. Truly, you cannot even tell that my litter box is downstairs. We've had people sit down in my basement and eat beside it and not realize that a cat was shitting just a minute before in there. Also, Pretty Litter's crystals change color to indicate early signs of potential illnesses in your cat, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, and more.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to your door.
Oh my gosh, I know that
because when I go to Sierra's, there it is.
It's so nice. I don't like to have to go to the store, get a huge bag, lug it around in my cart, and then have to take it out to my car. I'm a dainty little lady. I can't be doing that.
You bring it straight to me, mail person.
I love it.
Go to prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
That's prettylitter.com/tangents to save 20% on your first order.
prettylitter.com/tangents. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I didn't know that this was a misconception, but apparently people believe that memories that you lose during your drunken blackouts can be recovered, Well, yeah. So this is not true. I included this because I really like this. This is impossible because drinking too much alcohol actually causes part of the brain that encodes your short-term memories to switch off. That's why you black out.
That's terrifying.
That's why I don't drink that much. That's why I don't like smoke a lot of weed. That's why I don't.
Terrifying. Anything
where I lose a lot of short-term memory freaks me the fuck out.
I already struggle with memory loss.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an exclusive member, you know that like I totally forgot that I full-on decked my sister in the face as a 17-year-old person.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea, I never thought about that. That the idea that it's called blacking out is because your brain literally shuts down.
Shuts off. Parts of your brain literally quit working.
Oh, that's so scary.
That's so scary.
But it's also scary to think that those things can't be recovered, because I think that that fact could be used to invalidate victims.
Sure.
To say, like, you were.
Are you sure that you know what you're even. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's really, it's interesting because I can watch people drink a fucking shit ton. I won't name any names, but like,
yeah,
if I drank the same amount, I would
no
be
way.
Like,
yep.
Right. And they remember everything. They mm-hmm. can tell you exactly what happened. I'll be like, oh, remember this conversation? Yeah. And know it better than I do. But like, if I would drink half as much as that, I would black out. So I think it's
got to be difficult. The way your body processes that alcohol in general. And
yeah. That just freaks me out. I always thought that was so. That's why, again, I hate doing anything like that, because I hate thinking that my body's like kind of running on autopilot, even though I know that's not true. It's working correctly. It's just not my short-term memory can't remember it.
Yeah, but you would also have to think that maybe you're like reasoning is also like, what else is shut down during that time?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Another one about alcohol is that drinking alcohol warms your body. So some people will be like, oh, you're cold? Here, drink a couple shots of this. It'll warm you up. Whatever.
Beer coat. Yeah.
Right, right. There's actually the truth to it is that the warming sensation is caused by your blood vessels dilating, but drinking alcohol actually lowers your body temperature. It's actually very scary for people who get super drunk and then think they feel really hot and then go sit outside if it's really cold.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Your temperature is lowering, but you feel warmer. So that's interesting. Leaving your phone charging after 100% damages the battery. I still think this all the time. And so I like unplug my phone as soon as it hits 100. Not true. Because today's lithium ion batteries are advanced enough to stop charging when they're full.
Wow.
But the charger still draws a small amount of current, so unplugging it can save you money, which is why they say to like unplug your chargers if you're not using it, because if it's plugged into the wall, it's still pulling electricity.
Everything is plugged in all the time. I had a friend who whenever we like left the house, she would unplug all of her
everything?
Electronics.
Yeah.
Like, not if we were just like running to the store, but if we were going to be gone for the night or for like a couple days, she would unplug all of her electronics. And I'm like, huh?
Who has the time?
Yeah.
I've actually kind of started doing that because, again, as I get older, my anxiety about things.
Mm-hmm.
I have a really weird anxiety with fire recently. Like,
That's what I want to know. I wonder if that's on there. Is there a misconception that when you flick the light on and off that it causes a fire?
No, it doesn't. But is that a thing? That
I don't know.
Think?
Have you ever heard that?
Probably, I'm sure.
If you like flip your light switch on and off repeatedly, like really quickly, I remember doing that, and some of them like, you're gonna cause a fire. Don't do that. No, so I'm like, fuck. And so now Forrest will go do it because there's one chair near a light switch, and Ollie goes, "Mama, get Bubba, fire."
He like, oh,
yeah, he knows because I've said it, I've repeated it.
You're like, stop! It's gonna cause a fire.
Yeah.
I don't know. But freaking anything with that. That's why I've been not charging my phone. I used to lay my phone on my bed with me while it was charging. Nope. Because I've seen like people's shit catch on fire, their chargers.
Great.
I know, man.
We're just giving everyone anxiety now about all their electronics. No, my laptop gets really, really hot because it's old and I've used it for everything. I use it for editing and for this. And I smell burning sometimes and I'm like, this might be the day.
Also, I have a question. Somebody tell me if you know a lot about electronics. If I leave my fan running 24/7, is it going to catch on fire? Because I feel like it will.
Maybe.
I shut it off constantly because I'm so afraid Corey will leave it running. Or if he turns it on the highest, I'm like, get that off. Turn it on the lower one.
Our fan, like our ceiling fan, won't even run anymore. If you turn on the light, you hear it. But nothing's moving.
Why?
I know. I don't know. Ew. The motor, I think, is gone. Probably. But like randomly one time it just started working again. And I was like, we don't trust that.
No. Ooh. Electrical things.
Mm. Yep.
Do you believe that bears hibernate all winter?
This one upset me greatly when I heard it.
They do not.
No.
Mm-hmm. They actually just fall into a deep sleep. And it's not true hibernation because they can readily wake up and respond to external stimuli.
Mm-hmm.
But technically they are sleeping, but they're not like out for the whole winter.
Yeah. Whenever I learned that that's not what hibernation was, I felt
what the fuck?
Completely lied to.
Hi, welcome to everything I learned at school.
Yep.
Like, are you fucking
kidding me? Welcome to American education. Because there's certain things we say where people will comment like, are you fucking dumb? Like, I learned that in the first grade.
And I'm like, where okay. Do you live again? Oh, not in America?
That makes sense.
Sure. Why don't you brag about your education system a little
and probably
more?
Your free healthcare.
You dick.
Yeah.
This says the misconception is that if you leave wasps alone, they will leave you alone. Fucking false.
Okay, wasps, that's not true.
No, this only applies to bumblebees. Every other type of bee can and possibly will sting unprovoked.
Now, I also know, I don't know if it's all bees or all sharp-assed flying creatures. I'm sorry.
Got you back, bitch. Got you back. I deserved that. I deserved that.
Sure. But
yeah.
If you go to kill them, they send out signals.
I've heard that.
That's a misconception, but I'm pretty sure they send out signals saying that they're in distress and then other ones come.
Yeah.
When I was working at the park and I was at the ticket window,
dude,
there was a bee that came up.
And it was a wasp. Sharp-assed insects? Just
well, bees, wasps, yellow jackets,
sure.
Hornets.
Okay. So all of the bee family.
See? Sharp-assed flying bugs.
Got it.
So I sprayed this wasp killer and killed it. And while it was dying, I think it sent out these signals.
Because
and
all of
15
a sudden,
more came. And I'm just in the window.
I remember seeing
spraying
this.
Them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was scary.
It had some long range shit. I was like, on the trash can, 10 foot away.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
You have to protect yourself. If it was a honeybee, I would have been mad. But
oh, for sure. No.
But these are fucking...
Even wasps, I try not to... I was at a wedding the other day.
Fuck a wasp.
They were just...
Fuck you.
They were just flying around, landing in people's hair. I had one land on my camera because they popped champagne and the champagne went all over me and the videographer.
Oh, my
this
God.
This fucking yellow jacket was on my camera just like, champagne, delicious. Don't mind if I do.
I'll just be here for a minute.
Yeah, and apparently it was Russian. Don't mind if I do. I love this champagne.
Oh no. Ugh. Anytime I see I did kill a bee one time. It was actually, you know, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
It was a wasp. But it was in my swimming pool. And it kept coming back and landing on me and my child. And I was trying to save my child. I was really worried.
It's you or my child.
Yeah. And he kept fucking with me. So I took the thing and I was just gonna scoop him out.
Mm-hmm.
This is so fucked up. My sister said she changed the way she looked at me after this because I got him. He was on the slide. And so I could have just and scooped him out. But like a rage came over me and I just held it there. And then by the time I stopped, I was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And then it was just floating. But
you drowned it?
I thought. So then I scooped it out and it fucking blew away.
Oh, so it was like play dead.
Yes. I thought, but I was like, wow, that was fucked up. What is wrong with me? Because I was just like, oh. murder, die, die, die. And then I was like, Sierra, stop. What are you doing? It's one of God's creatures. And then it flew away. And yeah. I was like, well, I hope you learned your lesson.
Was the Sierra that said that's one of God's creatures also the Sierra that was saying murder, die, die, die?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a real devil angel situation on my shoulder.
Got it.
It was hard. The misconception is that if a cat is purring, it always means that they're pleased. This is false because purring actually...
it might mean that it has marbles in its head and it's stuffed.
I loved those cats.
Me too. I would shake that thing so much. I'm like, Kitty's so happy. Kitty's happy to be with me.
Oh my God.
You guys have those cats? The stuffed animals that have the marbles in its head?
I was like, Mommy, you'll never buy me an animal. So I just like play with that cat's book, squeeze its sword. that's why she never bought me a cat. But okay, so purring is a form of communication between cats. So it can signal hunger, stress, or healing from an injury. So a lot of times when cats are sick or dying, they'll purr to like calm themselves.
Oh, that's sad. You want to
know what's. I know. Do you know what's even crazier? When cats sense that you are sick or not like doing well, like I remember
they'll
when
purr?
I had they'll sit on top of you and try to like transfer that to you.
Aww.
My cat used to sit on my chest when I was depressed and just like fucking purr into my body, and I was like, thank you for healing me.
That's so nice.
I know.
Cats will do that to me all of the time, and I think that they're trying to murder me because I am so very allergic.
They're like, ah, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one about the moon.
There's one about the moon. It's not made of cheese.
The moon's
You'll
made
never
of
believe
cheese.
This, but it's not made of cheese.
The moon landing was fake. No, I'm just kidding. I won't
do that. I do want to do some like fun conspiracy theories.
Because
are we
none
far
that
enough
are
away
fun anymore?
Are we far enough away from the not fun ones yet?
Is the Avril Lavigne one fun or not fun?
I don't know.
I feel
like
mean
if,
about it.
I feel like if there's a living person,
yeah,
that you're saying isn't real, like that's
kind of mean.
Well, because
well, I think
there
I
are
love-
people who really are diehard believing in that. Could you imagine them walking up being like, fuck you, fake Avril Lavigne. I swear to God, tell me where she is.
Right.
Like, if you're real Avril Lavigne, that's you're true. Like, can you please stop questioning my identity and my existence? Maybe?
I think the reason I have so much fun with it is because I think that, like, of course people know that's not real. That's ridiculous. And then I remember where we live and the people that are around us.
True.
And I'm like, oh, for sure people could believe that.
Yeah.
Because they believe a lot of people.
Same thing with the whole like Katy Perry being JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's fucked up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Also fascinating. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's fucked up. Okay, so the moon is solely responsible for the Earth's tides. That's not true.
It's not?
The moon, the sun, the shape of the beach and the coastline,
and
the
that
angle.
Ass. This helps make that water go.
The atmosphere. No, the angle of the seabed and the winds all influence the tide together. It's not just the moon.
Listen,
the moon
I've been
does
thinking
have an influence on it.
A lot about celestial beings recently.
What does that mean?
Celestials like planets in space.
Like aliens?
I've been thinking a lot about aliens lately.
Me too. I think about them every day.
You know how...
Wait! Hold on. You liked something on our TikTok. You know what I'm going to say?
I don't know. I've been liking a lot of stuff on our TikTok.
I'd like to go to our shared TikTok account and look at the likes because Jerry likes what and I like really dumb shit.
Our algorithm is so fucking weird. It's a surprise
confused.
Every time I get on there.
And it was the one about Mark Zuckerberg.
It's gone. It's gone. I tried to show Randy today. It's
it was
gone. Okay, you can't find it because it's gone, but there was this
so we'll
TikTok
tell you about, it.
About Mark Zuckerberg. And he was giving a speech and he said something like, and of course you feel things because you're human.
That's
and humans feel things. I was human once.
No, he said, I felt things when I wasn't human. When I am still a human. Yes. Just like that. And then it flashes to the Monsters Inc. guy and he goes,
mm. I felt things when I was a human. I am still a human.
Everybody's like, if he wouldn't have like specified, it would have been fine. We would have just rolled past him. But he was like, I am a human still.
Yeah, right now I am. And now it's gone.
And everybody's like, lizard person.
I want to know if the whole lizard person.
That shit is so funny.
I want
to
know about that conspiracy.
I don't care if it's real or not, but I just think it's so funny.
Why wouldn't it be? I truly believe that aliens know about us in a way that we don't know about them.
I feel like aliens watch us like reality TV. For
yeah.
sure. They're just like.
But like. Trash like Tiger King.
Yeah. Like Flavor of Love.
Yes. You know, they look at us and they're like, they could have had everything.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they choose this.
Flavor Flav.
Yeah. What's happening?
He's the prize.
Earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. Oh.
And I think they have like bets on how long it's going to take for us to just like ruin ourselves.
Because I'm like, why don't they fuck us up? And I'm like, they must know that we're going to fuck each other up
yeah.
or just ruin the planet soon enough.
Yeah.
And they're like fuck
there's
it.
Nothing. You guys are not going to sustain yourselves. We're not concerned.
No, you're not a threat to us in any way.
I
you're
feel like
just entertainment.
I think we're more of a case study.
Yeah.
Than
yeah.
anything.
We're like rats to them.
Yes. 100%.
I believe that. Okay, so the misconception is that the Garden of Eden's forbidden fruit was an apple. If you read the Bible never mentions an apple.
It doesn't?
It just mentions forbidden fruit.
I've never read the Bible.
I have.
You have?
Yes.
First of all, I've read literally almost nothing.
That's true.
Except for that one girl in Cabin 10.
The Bible's a very hard read.
It is.
Oh
Shane
God,
and I did
ridiculous.
Try and read the Bible.
It's
we
ridiculous.
Like would read a couple passages and then we would talk about it before bed.
I'd be like, this is so fucking boring. No, I'm sorry. It's just really hard
well,
to read.
Well, that's when I learned Jesus was a fucking savage.
Yeah.
He would like call people out like, you're being a piece of shit. Yeah. So like quit it.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to fucking turn your hands into wine or whatever.
Or I'm going to make fish rain down on your house.
So,
yeah.
Figure it out. The misconception is that coin flips. No. Penny spins. Like coin spins.
Mm-hmm.
Are always like random 50-50 chance that it'll land on the heads or tails. If you ever are in a bet with somebody and you have to spin a penny, the penny will land tails up 80% of the time
because of the weight
Lincoln's
of the head.
Head makes it heavier.
Like it's got a fat ass dome.
Fucking dome piece.
I heard that about Lincoln.
Yeah, that he's got a fatty.
He does. He's hiding it under that hat.
Yeah. His head is actually this fucking tall. Yeah. That's why he wore that fucking hat all
yeah.
the time.
That's as tall as the hat.
I knew it. That's I mean, I could do more, but those were the good ones. Oh,
yeah.
Wait, you want more?
Give me like two more.
All right, let me go to my other page. And then I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay. The misconception is that your hair and fingernails continue to grow after you die. Have you heard of that?
No.
So creepy, but a lot of people believe it. But what actually happens, because if you would like go and look at the body after it's decomposing, their hair and their nails might appear longer, but it's because
everything else shrunk.
The skin around actually retracts, not because they're actually growing.
Okay, is it true that you're born with your eyes? Hold on.
No, that is false.
Let me figure out how to word this. Is it true that the size eyes you're born with are the size
no
like your
fucking way.
Your eyeballs grow?
Wait, your actual balls?
Yes.
I don't know, but can you imagine?
I heard that
baby?
You were born with the eye, like your eyeballs are the same size from birth to death, like your eyeballs.
I have a question. What about your teeth?
Well, you don't have teeth when you're born.
No, but they are in your skull.
That's upsetting to me.
So are like look
no
how-
are they in your skull when you're born? Like
where else would they come from?
No, I know that they're in your skull. But, like, do they grow down? Or
yes.
are they just, like, are you born with a full set of teeth?
You're
and they
born
just
with
come?
All of your teeth in your mouth already.
You are?
Where?
But not
well,
your
do you
adult teeth,
your
right?
Where do you think they come from?
Your adult teeth are already in your mouth. Then why do we have baby teeth? Why don't we just start with the adult teeth?
Can you imagine if me as a toddler came out with these fucking teeth. That's why, because it would traumatize me.
Yeah, but do you know how many carrots you can eat? So fucking many.
I'm basically a horse.
Okay, but do you know what's so fucking angering to me is that your ears and your nose never stop growing. Okay, I think the rest of some of your features stop growing at some point, except for your ears and your nose, and I already am so far ahead in that race, and I'm pissed about it.
I did not know that. That's upsetting for a lot of people.
I remember looking at my grandpa, the one that just died because I painted the cabinet.
And so
I looked at his ears, and I was like, oh, fuck, no. Fucking A. That's where I'm headed, huh? That's where we're going. All them ears and you can't hear a damn thing, can you? I love you, Papa. Thanks for the cabinet. I'm so sorry.
Rest in peace, my guy.
Yeah.
Oof. I wish you guys could have seen it.
Me too. I searched our TikTok and it wasn't there.
Fuck, it's so funny. Why would that get
I don't know.
That's the best thing I've ever
because
seen.
Because it outed him as a lizard person. And next thing you know, this episode's going to get taken down because we mentioned it.
Damn it. Okay, here's a good one to add on.
Okay.
You swallow 8 spiders a year while you're sleeping.
We made this common misconception.
I know. You don't...
You don't not eat 8 spiders a year.
Well, you might eat some. No. So spiders don't intentionally try to come into contact with humans ever. And the vibrations that come from a sleeping person and the movements would probably frighten a spider more than entice them. So
thinking of a spider is just scared. It makes me feel bad that we killed one on an episode one time.
Oh my God, that was really sad.
Yeah.
So while it's plausible that you could swallow a spider in your sleep, it's not very likely, and there's no factual evidence that you gulp down any spiders a year, let alone 8.
Wow. So sorry I fucking lied to you guys.
Yeah. So that's why I liked that. I was like, I gotta find that one because that's important to say.
Yeah.
It feels
that's
like we
important.
Should...
Of all the stuff that we could correct ourselves on, that one is
that
important.
One is important. I think that is because I don't want to think about spiders crawling into my fucking...
Yeah,
and I sleep with my mouth wide open. Mm-hmm. Corey goes, our baby sleeps like you. She sleep.
I also sleep with my mouth
turned
wide open.
Down and open.
If I am on a plane, thank God for masks. Yeah, I can sleep on a plane.
Good fucking. God.
I will. You know how we'll sit with our sweatshirts covering half of our face? Mm-hmm. That's how I'll position myself because I don't want people to know I sleep with my mouth open. Same thing if like. When we had sleepover Thursday in college and we would have guys spend the night in our room with us, I would always sleep with my shirt up or I would have my hands in front of my mouth because I didn't want them to know that I slept with my mouth open.
So here's the thing. I had sleepovers with so many guys. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't sleep with all of them. Relax, guys. Like, yeah. You know, whatever.
Technically, you did sleep with all of them.
Yeah, but just like in the same room.
Yeah.
But not...
next to each other.
Yeah.
Not inside each other.
Real quick, my boobs are leaking.
Okay, good. Good, good.
They just started, like I call it, my spidey senses are tingling. Uh-huh. They just started being like, ooh, where's the baby?
Yeah.
Anyways, but I never knew I was an ugly sleeper until one of my exes told me. And I was like, how many fucking people have woken up to be like... fucking sleeping terribly.
I think I have woken up to you and your eyebrows do this thing.
I know.
Where you look sad and also concerned.
I know. I have like a permanent crease.
Go up, but also like a little crinkle, and your mouth is open. And so you just look like you're intently listening to someone tell you a sad story. That's how you sleep.
I'm depressed even in my dreams. Mm. Corey was like, yeah, you sleep like you. me sleep.
I didn't see you awake. And I only know sleeping you. I don't know if I'd be here.
I was like, so someone once said that I was the ugliest sleeper they've ever seen. What do you have to say about that? Like, and he would be like, fuck that guy. And he was like, you're not the prettiest. I was like, that's fair.
Well,
it is what it is.
Yeah. it is what it
God,
is.
God, I'm so and glad if there's I tricked anything that we want man you to into learn. Fucking marrying me because Harry Buttcrack and Sleep Face, I'd never get
anybody. Oh, those were, that's a test right it there.
Is. And he passed.
Mm-hmm. For better and Buttcrack.
Better and Hayes.
Oh, okay. If you guys don't know, I guest hosted on For Better and Worse.
Yeah.
And it came out last Friday, so it's out now if you want to go listen to it. I don't know if the YouTube's up, but you can check. And while you're there, you can watch the other ones. But when we were trying to talk about like our union of a name, she was like, For Better and Tangents. And I'm like, Ladies and Worse.
Love that one.
We are Ladies and Worse. And we just kind of fought over who was the and worse.
Yeah. But
anyway, thanks guys for hanging out. That's yes. that. On some common misconceptions.
Yeah.
If you have any common misconceptions that you would like to share with us, leave them in the comments below or something.
Please.
Or join our Facebook page,
yes.
Ladies and Fangents, and you can share some there if you feel like it.
Yes.
When's this coming out? Oh. And if you haven't yet and you're interested, want to treat yourself a little bit, we are having a virtual live show with Moment House.
Yes.
It is December 7th at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
In the middle of the night where some of you are.
But it will be up for 72 hours.
Yes. So you will have access to the live stream
yes.
if you miss it for whatever reason.
We have after show options, after party options.
Mm-hmm.
We have merch options.
Yes, we do.
To add on. So go check that out.
It's momenthouse.com/ladiesandtangents. We hope to hang out with you there. We're going to be doing some gingerbread house work.
Yeah.
So we're also going to be doing some fun, some of your favorite segments.
Yeah. 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 We have a lot of very fun things planned. So.
Yes. So we hope to see you all there. Thank you so much for hanging out, guys. We love you.
Yeah.
And we will see you next week.
All right.
We are out.
Goodbye.
Chapter 1. Wayfair welcomes you to the Waberhood. Our hero, Titus Burgess, ambled down the stylish street of an enchanting utopia. A woman waved from a chic lounger. "Welcome to the Waberhood," she said, "where Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love." Titus stared in awe. Bohemian Boulevard, Trendsetter Terrace, Mid-Century Circle.
Titus,
hmm?
You're reading the Wayfair catalog.
Oh, you'll love Chapter 2. Wayfair's fast and free shipping saves the potluck.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.